Wesley on Thomas and the Bible. Blah, 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 blah. Psalms. Psalms. That's it. There's no previously by because Harley, you know, I got to record these all in a row because I got way behind because my computer broke. So I can't, you know, Harley doesn't live with me. I wish she did. We'd be buds. But, yeah, I can't just get him to record a previously on when I'm recording these all in a row. How would I even do that? There's no way. Okay, gotta go. See you guys later. All right, thanks, Harley, for that intro. And, yeah, so as he said, we're reading Psalms. we're on 34. Let's see. What do I need to say? Okay, guys, yeah, so as you no doubt have heard, my computer's life was ruined. It's back now. I think it's working. It's doing some weird things, so God, I hope it does not break from some, you know, some other water damage, but seems to be okay. So I got way behind as a result of this, and we're on Psalms, which is the most boring thing, maybe second most boring thing we've come across. So I have to say, I'm reaching back and grabbing my water, which is all the way across the goddamn room now. Ah, delicious glass of water from 10 feet away because I'm not keeping it anywhere near my computer. Yeah, it's the worst. I went a long time without doing that, and I spill water a lot. I don't know why. I'm very coordinated, but I think I try too hard. Like, I think I have too much confidence in my ability to know where things are. So, like, I blindly just don't even, I just disregard all, I put caution to the wind, you know, and I just happen to bump a water going the wrong direction, straight on the laptop. Okay. So we're just going to try to get through Psalms because I got to do about three of these in a row and I hate them. That's full disclosure. But guys, as usual, if anything funny comes up, I will try to make a joke out of it. Or if a good point comes up, I'll try to make a good point. But Psalms is just nothing. It's nothing. It's guys asking the Lord to do exactly what they want. That's it. Okay, Psalm 34. All right, we're going 34 through 41. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Let's do this. Okay, game time. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. All right. Well, that was already funny. My soul shall make her boat. Okay. I already had a funny thought. So what if whoever was writing these, and I forget if it's David writing these particular ones, King David or whatever, maybe it's not. But what if whoever was writing it, what if they knew, like, I mean, they knew it was bullshit. They were just making it up. And what if they're like, God, let's try to write as many double entendres as we can. And what if it was like the ultimate crime that they got away with? They like put all these gay references to God. Yeah, that's totally what I would have done. And then if anyone ever accused me of anything, I'd just double down and be like, no, you need to take the Lord in your mouth and glorify him until he releases his praise and his righteousness all down your throat. And coats your cheeks with it. I just go double down. And then I'd be like, what are you talking about? Is there some other meaning or something from that? Because I'm just thinking about the Lord. I don't know what you're thinking about. I mean, you're thinking about the Lord, right? Because if you're not, then that makes you a sinner, I got to say. If you're thinking of something else, I'm just thinking about taking the Lord, you know, taking him by his loins and you know, and just opening your mouth unto the Lord and just letting him just all the way back down, you know, and just getting rid of your sinful gag reflex and just take, I just go on forever. That's what I would do. So maybe that's what they did here. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around about that fear him and delivereth him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. There you go. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you to fear the Lord. There he goes again. Come, children, open your mouths to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord, as they say. I'm talking about the Lord. What are you talking about? Dude, I'm talking about the Lord. I don't know what you're saying right now. Why are you handcuffing me? Just talking about the Lord's eternal love, his gooey, warm, eternal love. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Okay, so that's another bunch of load of horse ass. All right, we're on 35. We're going to go through 41. Okay, let's do this. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Here we go. Same thing. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, it shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witness did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I know not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned to mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Oh, sorry, my mic is all loose. I'm trying to tighten it. I don't know why it's loose. Is it that? Is that it? Okay. Sorry, that was just something interesting because my mic was loose. That was actually something, you know, to put my attention toward, unlike this Bible here. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, I have seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness. And let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long, if you know what I mean. I like that veiled sort of promise. If you help me, Lord, my tongue shall speak for you all the time. I'm telling you, this is that's my new interpretation of this. That's just some guys who are 100% trying to get, to get in as many little double entendres as they could. So that song just sounded like a dude who is on falling on bad times, and his friends don't, he has enemies who are like rejoicing that he's fallen on bad times. And he's like, dude, that's not cool. Why don't you punish them, Lord? That's it. That's all that's happening. 36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth into the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. I like this is the part where this is all a formula. It's all the same garbage every time. So this is the part where you got to tell the Lord how, like, he's awesome and he always punishes people who are bad and rewards people who are good, even though we heard the exact opposite in Job. And that's when, you tell the Lord that, and then that's like your veiled way of saying, so make sure to punish my enemies because they're bad, pretty much. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. They shall make, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and to the righteous, to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise. All right, we're on 37. What did I say we're going through? 41. Okay. Could be worse. Water break. Water break, everyone. Okay. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Yeah, exactly. They'll soon be cut down, guys. This person's saying, because I worked a little prayer earlier, and, I haven't heard back yet, but let's just say it went well, and the Lord is sure to hear it, and he'll go ahead and finally cast down all those sinners that seem to be triumphing over us, because I straightened it out. I talked to him. See, what you guys got to do, what you might not know, is you have to tell the Lord how good he is. He's not going to do you a favor for nothing. You got to talk to him. You got to massage his ego a little bit. You can't just say, oh, Lord, help me, punish my enemies. No. You got to say, Lord, you are so great because you always help me and because you punish mine enemies. Then it sounds like you're not even asking for anything. That's how you do it. Yep. So, don't be surprised if you, this is my new smug Bible character who's smug psalm writer. So, don't be surprised if things change around here, if the enemies that are killing us start to, all of a sudden stop killing us. And, if I, come into some riches or something, I just wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if I were you. I would make friends in potentially high places, just to... I'll say no more. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, but I think I got this psalm thing down. I think I finally wrote the psalm that's really going to change things around here. Okay. So, trust in the Lord and do good, and thou shalt dwell in the land. Verily, thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and trust in also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves. Oh, the meek shall inherit the earth. Wait a minute, that's in Psalms? I thought that was in Sermon on the Mount. So Jesus actually just ripped off a terrible psalm Yeah, he says the meek shall inherit the earth. So Jesus didn't really write that. That's okay. I hope you guys haven't tuned out, because this is a somewhat interesting piece of information. Jesus was just quoting the Old Testament, which he supposedly, you know, Jesus doesn't accept the Old Testament, right? He's a new loving God. Yeah, right. You know, because here he is quoting the Old Testament. Sure, he's quoting a part that says the meek shall inherit the earth. So I guess, never mind that kind of, I guess that, but still, it's not like he just got rid of the Old Testament. He's quoting it. They and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread? He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment. Yeah, he does. Okay, that's the one true thing you can say about this fictitious Lord. He sure does love judgment. I'll give him that. And forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked. Oh, guess what? Guys, gather round, y'all. We're going to find out what happens to the seed of the wicked. I'm just dying to know, according to Mr. Salmi Salmerson here. What happens to the... I don't know why I was looking for a Superintendent Salmers Simpsons joke, I think. But the seed of the wicked, guys, drum roll. Guys, what's going to happen to the seed of the wicked according to this guy's version of God that isn't real? They shall be cut off. Whoa, wow. 100 points, everyone, if you got that. Although, I don't know how you would have guessed that. I'll give 500 points if you guessed that. Because I was thinking the seed of the wicked would be like, you know, they would thrive. But no, they're going to be cut off. It's weird. The righteous shall inherit the land and shall dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, ho, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help him and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Man, that was a long one. This reading already feels long. I'm trying to read faster and it's not going any faster. What the hell? Water break. I need a little servant to come bring me my water from across. No, it's just across my desk, but still. Feels kind of ridiculous that's what I've come to now, that I don't want to ruin my computer. Psalm 38. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, for thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in thy bones, in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head, as an heavy burden. They're too heavy for me, my wounds stick and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly, I go mourning all the day long for my loins. If I were God, I'd just be like, all right, you sad sack, shut up. How about you get up and do some work? Stop praying to me all day. Why don't you go hunt something? I don't know. Do something with your life. Just complain to me about how you're, oh, I'm a sinner. Hey, guess what? Sin isn't real. Chump. That's what I'd say if I were God. For all my, but then I would exist. For my loins are filled with loathsome disease, and there's no soundness in my flesh. I'm feeble and sore broken. I've roared by reason of the quietness of my heart. Lord, all my desires before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart paineth. Panteth. I messed it up. My heart panteth. My strength faileth me. For the light of mine eyes it is also gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares about me, and they seek my heart, speak mischievous things, and imagine deceits all the day long. Really? All day long, huh? They're not imagining anything else all day, just deceits. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was dumb. I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, Lord, do I hope thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong. And they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. But they also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. That meaning the Lord. Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, Lord, O Lord of my salvation. So this guy sounds like he's not having a good day. maybe he's even having a bad week. I don't know. Could be a longer term thing. And he's basically, as every single one of these psalms is, he's saying like, oh, I don't do anything. People are abusing me, but I don't say anything to them because I have faith in you. You're going to fix everything, Lord. All right, Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth without a bridle while the wicked is before with a bridle. I was going to say that didn't make sense. With a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spake with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and measure of my days. What is it that I may know how frail I am? Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity, Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain shoe. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. And he means he didn't speak. Basically, he's saying he's so cool because he... When, you know, people are bad mouthing him, he doesn't talk back because he's like, oh, I have the Lord. I don't want to sin. I'll just be good. It's just such a crippling view of life, isn't it? I guess sometimes you could say it's your only resort. I mean, your last resort. Maybe, you know, I'm sure there have been people who have been so unfortunate, probably because of other religious people, that they're in a terrible situation and all they can do is pray, I guess. But most of the time, rather than think a God is going to take care of everything, probably would have been better if they stopped psalming, enough of the psalming and did something about it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou did with rebukes dost correct a man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity, Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spare me that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. Boy, this feels like a long reading. Psalm 40, a couple more. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. Oh, this is a success story. This is like a testimonial. Are you looking for the Lord? Well, you'll find him. If you're righteous and if you pray these meaningless prayers over and over that tell him to bash your enemies and reward you, let me tell you, it works. I used to weigh 300 pounds. Look at me now. I don't know. Yeah, okay. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word. They cannot be reckoned up in order to unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of my book it is written of me, I will delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is written within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. I'm so bored. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Ah, last one. It's short. God, did this feel like a long reading. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Okay, good message. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Not so good message. The Lord will deliver no one, guys. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish, they say. And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, shall he rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, why would he favor you, dude? Hey, dude, who's writing this, why would he favor you? Give me a reason. You said you're sinful. You said you sin all the time. What, see it from your enemy's perspective. Is it not the same? Wouldn't they say, well, I sin sometimes, but hey, make sure to kill that guy over there for me, God. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity and settlest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. Okay, we're done. Man, I thought that would be short, but it wasn't. All right, well, I'm going to have to speed along to the next one. Guys, I'm really sorry that Psalms is so bad. I swear it's because Psalms is so bad. We got to get to the New Testament. It'll happen someday. Because this is it's just awful. I mean, maybe the next book will be something, but Psalms is just the same thing over and over. It's rough. I wouldn't blame you for not listening. Who cares? But occasionally I find something funny to say, I hope. All right, well, thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next episode.